On election night, Republican 3rd District candidate Frank Jerome, a Columbus dentist, garnered two more votes than his Democratic challenger Greg Noel. Democrats chose to wait 2 weeks to file a recount, the length of time allotted for overseas ballots to be counted. The county mailed out 10 ballots, but none of the ones which came back affected the 3rd District. Democratic Party Chair Jamie Johns says Noel had decided if even one of those votes went against him, he would forego a recount.
However, when none of the ballots affected him, that left a two-vote margin. And so if just one of the absentee ballots was accidentally voted for his opponent, Dr. Frank Jerome, instead of him, that would make things totally different and cause at least a tie in the election.
State law stipulates that a party may choose to recount any or all of the precincts in a race. By statute, it costs $100 to recount the first 10. Since Columbus's 3rd District has just 8 precincts, 4 won by Jerome on election night and 4 by Noel, it won't cost extra. If Noel's margin decreases by even a single vote, he's also entitled to some of that cash back. If one of Jerome's votes is invalidated, the Democrat is entitled to a refund of half of his $100 bond. If he's found to have won the race, he gets not only a seat on the city council, but all of the money back, too. John says Bartholomew Circuit Judge Stephen Hyman will now impanel a bipartisan recount commission to look over as many votes as Noel chooses. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.